Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 165. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
I should have said this. Have you ever felt like that after an argument or a formal meeting or even an informal meeting? That you should have said something that obviously you think of after the fact. I think we've all felt like that at one stage or another. There's many times I've recorded these episodes and at the end, even though I work off notes sometimes, at the very end I think to myself, I should have said this and I should have said that. I like the spoken word, obviously, which is probably why I got into podcasting. And maybe it's from teaching martial arts all my life. I like the spoken word. I've probably broken every single one of these things that we're going to talk about to help you at what you should have said. But first of all, are you afraid of verbal confrontation? That's okay if you are. Most people are. But the majority of times, it doesn't even have to feel like a confrontation and it doesn't even have to be a confrontation. So first of all, after the fact, You should run it through your mind. If there's something that you're not happy with that you think you should have said, run through the scenario in your mind and learn from it. So be a student of vocabulary. Be a student of the spoken word. Go through it in your mind and make peace with it. So learn from it, but then let it go. Make peace with it. It's happened. There's nothing you can change. You might have forgotten to say something, and that's fine. When you're in any kind of scenario that you feel your adrenaline is speeding things up, so it's affecting your speech, it's affecting your thought process, try to breathe, try to remain calm, try to reduce your emotions and delay your delivery. You don't have to speak overly fast to compensate. Take your time to think. So breathe and remain calm. So as I said, adrenaline speeds everything up in the moment. You know, talking is a skill, and it's a skill that can be learnt and practiced. There's two different types. There's the scripted, so there's the ones where you see people delivering, like actors, politicians delivering scripted speech, which is a skill in and of itself, whether they're reading off the auto cue and trying to make it look like it's natural spoken word, or whether it's memorized, as both are very difficult to do. And then there's the unscripted one, which is probably the one that I favor the most, which is the one that I probably respect the most, although scripted is tough as well. But unscripted is people who are quick on the spot, that they're able to ad lib, they're able to improvise. If they're asked an awkward question, they've got a good answer for it. It doesn't have to be scripted. So study good orators, study good wordsmiths. There's many out there. It doesn't matter what your politics are, by the way. You can learn from good orators in politics or otherwise. So it's all about good communication. It's becoming a dying skill. That social interaction, that communication is like a dying art. That face-to-face personal skills, they're golden skills, and they're greatly increasing in value because they're becoming more rare. So basically, if you work on your communication skills, if you work on your vocabulary, if you work on your delivery, it should equal more money and more success into your life. Now, I am not talking about manipulation tactics. So there's plenty of things out there like Machiavellian tactics, like the book, The 48 Laws of Power. But people see through the bull. And once you're categorized as being sneaky, it's going to be virtually impossible to recategorize yourself as not being sneaky. I don't think you need the manipulation tactics. I think it's better to be genuine, because when you're genuine, when you're clear, when you're upfront about where you're coming from, people accept it more and they appreciate it more, and there's no time wasting and you're not patronizing the person that you're talking to. It is, by the way, possible to overkill your points. So we do this all the time. So when you're telling yourself, I should have said this, you are probably imagining that you should have said more points and you're overkilling your point. Let what you have to say sink in. So let them hear what you have to say. Give them time to absorb what you have said. Everything you can possibly think of does not have to be said. Now, I'm guilty of that one as well, trying to think of absolutely everything and saying absolutely everything. Everything does not have to be said. So forgive yourself if you haven't said absolutely everything. Don't say anything that you may regret later, especially if you're going to suffer guilt afterwards from saying it. So that's very important. Hold back. Again, I'm guilty of that one. I believe in being upfront. I believe in no filter, no barrier. But it's something that I've learned. If it's to the point of hurting somebody unnecessarily, then, as I said, it's unnecessary. So hold back. You don't have to say anything that you're going to regret or that you're going to suffer guilt over. So less is more in that particular scenario. So again, if you feel in a certain scenario that you should have said something else, maybe necessarily you didn't have to. Remain calm and deliver your words, especially if you are blindsided and you didn't see the conversation coming. So if you're approaching somebody else, it does not have to be confrontational. You can set the tone. If someone's approaching you, you don't have that control over the scenario, especially if they are approaching you to be verbally confrontational. So still remain calm, listen to what they have to say and deliver your words. As I said, especially if you're blindsided, if you didn't see it coming. If you weren't aware of the scenario happening, try not to let panic or anger or fear or shock or any of these emotions inhibit your delivery. That's a hell of a lot easier than said, especially if you're insulted by the confrontation. But again, back to the breathe, stay calm, reduce your emotions and delay your delivery. Never be forced to make a tough decision on the spot. You can always return to that person with your answer in a reasonable time frame. You can't browbeat somebody, your opinion into others. People respect articulate, genuine, and reasonable communication. So don't try to row your point across because you're not going to win that person over. If that doesn't work, if you can't calmly deliver and they won't give you the chance or the opportunity to do that, then you know what, you could be wasting your time even bothering to explain yourself. So simply remove yourself from the situation. If it gets to the point of no return, you're not going to get anywhere. They're not going to listen to you. It's not going to be productive. It's not savable. You can't say what you need to say. You can't deliver the words. You're not giving an opportunity to defend yourself. Then remove yourself from the situation. The great thing about being a martial artist is that you can always elbow, knee, and headbutt your way out of the situation. Now, by the way, that was a joke, and it's only as a last resort. In most industries, the hardest part of the job is communicating with others. So treat it like a lifelong pursuit, something that you want to improve at. You should have improved upon your communication over the last 10 years, over the next 10 years. Look at it like a hobby. Treat it as a lifelong pursuit. And you should attract more opportunity and success into your life. So it's definitely worth it. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.